啊，应该是有很酷的那个音乐哈，不过你就想象一下吧。
So the first thing that the video would say, it's talking about the average person and the statistics and how much time we spend doing things.
一开始就是用一些数据来告诉我们普通的一个人他怎么样用时间。
It started out saying that the average person lives 77 years.
一开始他就说一个人呢差不多平均活77年。
And the 77 years equals 28,000 days.
77年等于是28,000天。
670,000 hours.
67万小时。
And 40 million minutes.
4000万分钟。
Then it also said that the average person talks on the phone 40 minutes per day.
然后呢，就说一个人在电话上哈，一天要讲40分钟。
20 hours per month.
每一个月要讲20个小时。
And 10 days per year.
每一年就讲10天的电话。
Which equals 2 years per life.
等于你的一生中有差不多两年在那讲电话。
Then it said, the average person uses the bathroom 1 hour per day.
然后呢说我们平常哈 一天要用一个小时的厕所。
30 hours per month.
一个月用了30个小时。
15 days per year total.
一年我们要用15天坐在厕所上面。
And 3 years per life. That's a long time.
一生你要坐三年在厕所上面。
Then it said the average person spends time getting dressed 26 minutes a day.
这里就说呢，有一般人啊，一天要用26分钟穿衣服。
13 hours per month.
每一个月有13个小时。
7 days per year.
一年用7天穿衣服。
1 year per life.
一生用了一年在那穿衣服。
And for some people that may be more.
对某些人来讲可能更长啊。
The average person watches television 3 hours per day.
普通一般人是一天要看三个小时电视。
90 hours per month.
一个月就90个小时。
45 days per year.
一年就45天。
And a total of 9 years per life.
一生你就坐那儿看九年的电视。
And we're surprised that we're vegetables sometimes, not being able to think very well.
难怪我们有的时候就好像植物一样，没有办法思考。
But here was the catch, okay? The average Christian spends time with God less than 10 minutes per day.
这里是重点啊。这个一个基督徒跟神在一起的时间呢，一天少于十分钟。
Less than 6 hours per month.
一个月少于六个小时。
Less than 3 days per year.
一年呢少于三天。
Less than 7 months per life.
一生呢只少于七个月。
When I saw those statistics, I kind of got real sad because that's ridiculous.
当我看到这个统计的时候，我非常难过啊，这个简直是莫名其妙。
I think a lot of times we spend too much time doing things that aren't purposeful or productive for God.
我觉得我们花了好多的时间是没有什么目的的哈，也对于神的工作一点都没有果效的。
And today's message is especially for the believers here in this room.
今天我所要讲的主题主要是为了在座的基督徒们。
If I had everybody raise their hand if they felt this way, who here feels like they have no time?
那么这边举手，看谁要举手说我没时间。
Everybody's like this.
很多人都感觉要举手的样子。
Maybe you have to schedule time just to relax.
可能你还得要特别挑个时间才能够让自己轻松一点。
Or you feel like you never ever get a break.
好像永远都得不到任何的这个休息。
Maybe your life just feels like chaos. You're just running around in circles.
Maybe 可能你的生活就好像很混乱，整天在那儿绕圈子。
You see, if you feel like you're not busy, then normally the tendency would be to fill the time that you're not busy with something else.
假如你觉得你不是很忙的话呢，那么基本上你还会把那些觉得不忙的时间又把它填满了。
But I know I've talked to a lot of you guys and even myself, and we do have busy schedules sometimes.
当我跟很多大家在一起谈话的时候，连我自己都是有非常忙碌的这个时间表。
But how much time are we giving to God in our daily lives? Is it 10 minutes a day? And that's it?
那么我们每天是不是只给神十分钟呢？就这样吗？
Are we spending enough time with God, or is He just this distant being in our life that we just go to when we need something?
或者是我们这个神就是好像很远，等到我们有需要再去找他。
Or do we go to Him a lot? Do we go to Him the way that we should, where we should go to Him every day, thanking Him, praying to Him, talking with Him?
我们还是每天都去他身边，每天感谢他，每天祷告他，每天和他说话。
When it comes to church, do we even have enough time to serve God, or do we treat church and serving Him like a job that we don't want?
我们来到教会，我们是很全心全意去侍奉他，还是我们觉得来到教会不得不做一些好像做一些工作一样？
How can we know Christ and serve Christ if we don't spend time with Him and spend time serving Him?
假如我们不和神在一起，我们不服侍我们的神，我们怎能够认识他呢？
I think there's a huge epidemic in America where we're just too busy.
我们美国有一个很大的流行病哈，就是大家都很忙。
And I'm sure that's not just America. I'm sure it's a lot of the world too.
我想可能不只是在美国哈，可能很多地方都这样。
We give little thought to God, but so much thought to everything else in life.
我们把我们一生哈，花很多时间想其他的事情，很少的时间想神。
On Thursday, I got an email. This is new. Sorry.
礼拜四我收了一个电子邮件。
And it was an email from Africa.
这个电子邮件从非洲来的。
And in Nigeria, there was 100 suicide bombers that showed up in one little town in Nigeria.
在奈及利亚哈，这个是台湾分法，我不太清楚大陆怎么翻。不过就是奈及利亚那边呢，它有一天是有100个这个炸弹客在在一个地方聚集。
This town was called Jose or Joe's or something like that. J-O-S. I don't know how to pronounce it. Jose. Maybe Jose. And Christians were waiting. They were expecting to go to church. You see, they heard about these 100 bombers showing up in their town, and I guess some of them were a little scared. I'd be worried.
所以在那个地方呢，就因为很多基督徒听到有这样的一个聚集哈，有这么多的炸弹客聚集，所以他们在那等，等着怎么样去教会。
So there was quite a few churches in this town, and they decided because for some reason they heard about these bombers, they'd have a huge mass service together, joining the churches together in one church.
因为有这样的一个状况，所以他所有的教会聚集在一个地方来做聚集弥撒或者是聚会。
The email said, with that terrifying news and recent attacks, churches have been burned and many killed. Christians bravely decided to join their congregation and worship the Lord on that Sunday.
那么在这个邮件里面说呢，因为他这段时间有好多的这种炸弹哈，那么所以他们仍然这些基督徒们还是非常有勇气的，在那一个星期天大家聚集在一起。
And I think about that and I'm like, sometimes we have struggles waking up in the morning and deciding to go to church. Or we have struggles deciding to wake up in the morning to pray to our God who deserves our prayer, deserves our praise.
我们在做有或许我们自己有很多的时候早上要勉勉强强爬起来然后再去教会，或者是我们很勉强的起来能够好像读一下圣经祷告。其实我们的神其实是值得我们的祷告和我们的这个尊崇。
The outcome of that church in Africa was that 65 people were killed because of bombings, 1,000 people misplaced their homes, so I guess it was in the middle of the town, and many people lost their homes, but they still decided to wake up that morning and come to church and praise God.
那天早上呢，有65个基督徒因此而丧生，有1000个人他们基本上把家园就没有被炸了，可是他们仍然在那天早上决定要来教会来崇拜。
And I look at that story, not story, this actual event that happened last week, and I'm just saddened by the fact that we put everything else before we put God first.
当我看了这个信息，我心里非常难过哈。你看，我们在这里哈，把所有的事情都觉得比神更重要。
I mean, is money, is whatever you're thinking about more important than God who saved you from your sin, who someday you will be with worshiping? Is all of that worth replacing with God?
我们在生命当中，譬如钱，很多其他的事情，我们认为比神更重要。而我们有没有想过，我们这个神是我们将来要跟他永永远远在一起的
？And our passage today, I want to read again with everyone. It's on the slide. In Matthew chapter 6:19-24, it says, "Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth." Where moth and vermin destroy, and where thieves break in and steal. But store up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where moth and vermin do not destroy, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. The eye is the lamp of the body. If your eyes are healthy, your whole body will be full of light. But if your eyes are unhealthy, your whole body will be full of darkness. If then the light within you is darkness, how great is that darkness? No one can serve two masters. Either you will hate the one and love the other, or you'll be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve both God and money.
我们来再读一遍用中文好吗？那么就是在马太福音6:19-24，由我来读。不要为自己积攒财宝在地上，地上有虫子咬，能锈坏，也有贼挖窟窿来偷。只要积攒财宝在天上，天上没有虫子咬，不能锈坏，也没有贼挖窟窿来偷。因为你的财宝在哪里，你的心也在哪里。眼睛就是身上的灯，你的眼睛若亮了，全身就光明；你的眼睛若昏花，全身就黑暗。你里头的光若黑暗了，那黑暗是何等大呢？一个人不能侍奉两个主，不是恶这个就爱那个，就是重返重重这个轻那个。你们不能又侍奉神又侍奉马门。
Success does not come from how many degrees you have, how much money is in your bank account, how many experiences you have to boost up your resume. What matters in life and eternity is what you do for God.
我们的成功哈，不能用我们有多少个学位，我们有多少钱，或者是我们有多少经验在我们的这个履历表上面来衡量，而是我们如何的跟神在一起。
Just like that verse said, you can't have both. You have one or the other. You serve God, follow God with your life, or you live for yourself and for the world. And we know that the world passes away.
这边刚刚就读到，你不能够侍奉两个主，要不就侍奉你自己私欲，要不就是侍奉神。然后你知道侍奉世界上的事情它总归会退去的。
Now, I'm not saying that watching TV and using a restroom, stuff like that, is not important because, you know, sometimes relaxation is needed. My favorite place to be is the beach. I love the beach. I love to just lay on the beach and go in the water and do all those water sports. But relaxation isn't wrong. But we just need to make sure that we're not focused just on that stuff.That what's more important is what we're doing for God.
我这边所讲并不是说你不能去上厕所啊，你不能看电视啊，因为我们人生还是需要能够有一些休闲的时候。像譬如说牧师，他很喜欢到沙滩上去，他很喜欢做水上的活动啊，所以我们还是要应该有适当的这个休闲啊。不过是看你要花多少时间在那上头，或者是你的专注点是不是在那个上头。
The Bible talks about how there's time for everything. But I think the most important time we can use is spending our time serving God and talking to God. reading His Word. That's the only stuff that really lasts.
当然，我们有一句话说，时间可以做任何事情哈，或者是你可以找时间做任何事情。不过最重要的是，我们到底是花多少时间跟神在一起？我们读他的话语和他的，
Luke 9, chapter 9, verse 23-26 says this. Then he said to them all, "Whoever wants to be my disciple must deny themselves and take up their cross daily and follow me. For whoever wants to save their life will lose it. But whoever loses their life for me will save it. What good is it for someone to gain the whole world and yet lose or forfeit their very self? Whoever is ashamed of me and my words, the Son of Man will be ashamed of them when he comes in his glory and in the glory of the Father and of the holy angels."
在路加福音九章二十三到二十六节，耶稣又对众人说：“有人要跟从我，就当舍己，天天背起他的十字架来跟从我。因为凡要救自己生命的生命，或做灵魂不同，必丧掉生命；凡为我丧掉生命的，必救了生命。人若赚得全世界，却丧了自己，赔上自己，有什么益处呢？凡把我和我的道当作可耻的，人只在自己的荣耀里，并天父与众天使的荣耀里降临的时候，也要把那人当作可耻的。
Just like this verse says, it takes a daily effort to follow Christ. Daily choices.
就像这里讲，这是每一天的一个决定，每一天都要跟随主耶稣。
And because we choose to follow Christ, because we know everything that He's done for us, that means we sometimes have to give up our wants so He can give us what we need.
我们知道主耶稣为我们牺牲，我们也知道神救了我们。那么我们到底要跟神怎么样过这个日子呢？
And daily choosing to follow God is a hard task to do. It's not easy. Because putting aside our wants, that's really hard for us to do. But it's something that we should try to do daily.
每一天跟随神其实不是一个很容易的事情哈，我们真的需要花很多的时间或者是精力，然后让我们自己能够专注在这个上面，每天跟随主。
See, when we get too busy with things, we get distracted from what life's truly meaningful things are.
当我们很忙的时候，我们常常忘记了人生这个意义。Sorry.
Like that verse says, is it worth gaining the whole world but losing your soul?
在这边就讲到说，一个人赚得全世界却赔上自己，有什么益处呢？
I think we need to realize what we have in Christ more. We have so much in Him, and a lot of time we don't take advantage of it.
我们到底知不知道我们在神里面有多少东西？我们有没有真正好好的利用神他给我们的这一切？
And I know there are sometimes too where people who are serving in the church feel too busy and overburdened.But I want to say, you know, thank you for that. Thank you for serving God, but do not look at your ministry as a job, not want it.
我也知道说，在我们教会里有好多人很努力的在侍奉神。那么我愿意跟你们说谢谢。可是我也很希望你们不要把这个侍奉主在教会里侍奉主当作一个工作。
You know, serving God.It doesn't go unnoticed. People see what you're doing in the church and they see how much you're giving. But it is easy sometimes too for people serving in the church to get overwhelmed. So I know that if our entire church works together to serve God, then there'll be less people getting burnt out, less people feeling burdened with the ministry because it's not how it's supposed to be.
我知道说其实我们做的事情哈，其实大家都看得见。那么在这边有好多的一些服侍的弟兄姐妹们就很容易就被这么多的工作而觉得非常的辛苦。那么假如我们教会里每一个人都能够一起来服侍这个教会的话呢，或许我们可以避免让某一些弟兄姐妹因为做太多了而完全的这个失焦也失控。
Matthew 11:28-30 says, and this is talking about Christ, what we have in Christ. We have rest in Christ. It says, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light."
这个马太福音十一章这里也讲到说，凡劳苦担重担的人可以到我这里来，我就使你们得安息。我心里柔和谦卑，你们当负我的轭，学我的样式，这样你们心里就必得享安息，因为我的轭是容易的，我的担子是轻省的。
Personally, I kind of look at serving God like this, where Christ had no obligation to die for me, to serve me. So why would I try to not serve Him? Why would I try my best to do everything else but serve Him? That's kind of how I look at ministering, and I'm not saying, ooh, well, good job, Chuck, you think that, that's great. But I'm saying, we owe Him everything. He paid it all. He took our sins away. He died on the cross for us. Why aren't we giving back to Him?
每次当我要在教会里服侍的时候，我就会在想，主耶稣为了我，然后上了十字架，其实他没有这个义务的。那为什么我不可以在侍奉的时候，我就在想说，我实在是欠了神，欠了他在十字架为我，在十字架上为我牺牲，为我的罪而舍命。为什么我不可以用这个角度去看这件事情？当然我也能够了解，就是我们在教会里工作，我们也是非常的感谢你哈，这是一件好事。
In my eyes, there's nothing better than seeing God work in people's lives through you. Not because the glory goes to you, but seeing that God's working through an imperfect person and touching the lives of other people. That's amazing to me. I see so many people in this congregation that are doing this. Thank you for that.
我觉得很宝贵的就是当我看到一些没有信主的人，因为我们弟兄姐妹的生命的见证，让他们能够来到神的里面哈，我觉得非常的高兴，大家可以看到很多人都这样做，我也觉得很感谢你们。
So I think if we had our entire church step up and serve God and use the gifts that He's given us all in the church, what a great, even better place this would be. I love this place. I love our church.But think about how much better it could be if we all serve God together, doing our part.
我很爱这个地方，我也很爱这个教会。我常常在想，假如我们教会里每一个人都能够尽我们自己的力量来服侍这个教会，服侍我们的弟兄姐妹，这是多好的事情！那我们的教会变得更好。我常常这样思想。
I read an article the other day. It had four convicting points about busyness, of possibilities of why people stay busy.
那天我看了一篇文章哈，它里边讲说有四点为什么人要让他自己那么忙碌。
The first one was, and it convicted me, was you may be too busy because you're insecure and need to control life.
第一点，他就说，假如有这个人要把让自己那么忙碌，有可能他没有什么安全感，然后他想要控制他自己的生命，所以他把自己搞得很忙。
It also said you may be too busy because you fear other people, and so you can't say no, or you fear serving because you feel inadequate.
或者有人就是觉得他是怕人怎么看他，他假如是做的不多的话呢，做的不够的话，人家会觉得他不太妥当。
You may be too busy because you're filling your life with activity in a desperate attempt to find satisfaction.
那么还有些人他可能想要自己很忙碌的原因是因为他让他自己觉得他假很忙很忙很忙的话，他就觉得很有满足感。
The last one was, you may be too busy because you're trying to prove yourself through your work.
还有人呢，假如是让他自己很忙，是因为他想借着他的工作来证明他自己。
A high school student once told me that they were busier than their father was. And I stood there thinking to myself, wow, that person's dad is busy. I do not want their schedule.
有一次呢，这个高中生说他的生活比他爸爸还忙。我知道爸爸很忙，我其实都不想要做他爸爸那种工作。
And then I listened to that teenager's schedule, and I was like,I never want that schedule.
然后呢，我又听听那个高中生把他自己的时间表告诉我说，哎呀，我真的不要像那个高中生这样子。
And I stood there thinking, wow, we tend to take pride in a busy life.
我们好像常常自以为很骄傲哈，因为我们的生活非常忙碌。
And we need to be careful not to sell our relationship with God for being busy.
我们得要很小心哦，我们不要把跟神的关系出卖了，然后让自己觉得很自己很忙碌。
Maybe to spend more time with God or to serve God more, we need to give up some things that we so we can make time for Him. Some things that aren't necessarily bad, but maybe get in the way of us definitely giving time to God.
所以可能有需要，就是当我们真的想要跟神一起在一起的时候呢，我们得要放弃一些事情。那这些事情不见得都是不好的事情，可是假如我们把跟神在一起是一个主要的事情的话，我们应该要把我们的时间匀出来。
You see, most things aren't bad, but too many things are bad.
That's a good one. 不是所有的事情都不好，可是你把很多事情连在一起的话就不好了。
See, jobs and schooling and leisure time, they're necessary. We need them. But, and don't get me wrong with that. But God tells us, you know, He tells us that we have to work hard. He tells us that we need a time for rest. But being a workaholic is wrong.Activities are not wrong, but too many extra activities are wrong.
当然我也知道我们有工作了，我们有学业哈，我们也有休闲，这些都是我们有需要的哈。那么可是我们也要有时间能够有安息，所以假如是很忙碌的话呢，就可能有问题。
Our top priority in life should be to seek what God wants us to do with our life.
所以我们的这个最优先需要考虑的就是说，到底神让我们的这个生命要做什么？
And to serve Him with our whole heart and be available to do so.
让我们能够全心全意的去侍奉我们的神，而且也让我们能够有时间来做这件事情。
In 1 Thessalonians chapter 4:10-11, it says this, but we urge you, brethren, to excel still more.And to make it your ambition to lead a quiet life and attend your own business and work with your hands just as we commanded you.
在帖撒罗尼迦前书这里说，不过弟兄们，我们劝你们要更加努力，你们要立定心志，安静下来，做自己的事，亲手做工，正如我们曾经吩咐过你们的。
Many places throughout the Bible talks about having a quiet life, a simple life.When we make life too busy, it becomes about everything else instead of what it should be about.
圣经里面有很多的地方让我们有一个安静，然后有一个简单的生活哈。假如我们的生活是在很多很多的事情，就变得杂乱。
When we look back on our life, will we say it was lived purposefully and full of loving memories? How much did we serve God? How many lives were touched by God through me?
那我们每天过的日子，我们到底有多少时间跟我们所爱的人在一起？我们有多少时间和神在一起？有多少时间，我们可以跟其他人在一起的时候，有多少的生命因为我们而得到改变
？Or will we regret the busyness because we wasted a lot of our time away from what matters? Will our worldly success resumes be long lists of things that we did working hard for, and we forgot about God? What's important?
会不会因为我们这个履历表上面有很多很多的经历哈，我们太忙了，忙到一个程度，我们把神都忘了，这样值得吗？
Last Christmas, the children and youth and some of the parents too, we all went to the Friendship House, which is a nursing home in West Lafayette.
我们那个去年的圣诞节有一些年轻人和一些弟兄姐妹，我们去了这个 Friendship House, 就是一个。养老院吧。
And right after the Christmas program that we sang some songs and carols for them, a lady came up to me, who is a resident there, and she said that she wanted to talk to me.
我们唱完了歌以后呢，有一位女士，她是住在那儿的，她过来跟我说，我想跟你谈一谈。
And she was nervous and she was excited. She was stumbling over words and stuff, and. But I could tell she really had something to tell me.
他跟要讲的时候很紧张，然后他也很兴奋，以至于说他这个话都讲的不是很特别清楚。不过呢，我可以感受到说他真的很有话想跟我说。
She told me that the Holy Spirit prompted her to come down to hear us sing, because before that she wasn't going to come down.
他说呢，其实哈，他本来不想下来的，来听我们唱圣歌，就是那个音乐啊，就是那个圣诞节的歌曲。可是呢，圣灵啊，让催逼他，让他下楼来。
And she told me about her life, and she said that her and her husband served in a Crusade for Christ for a long time, as long as they can remember.
他说他其实是跟他先生哈，一直都是为了 Crusade for Life 一种一个基督教的一个机构啊，服侍了很多很多年。
And her husband had passed away 6 years before this, but she said to me that I'm not sure why God put me here in this home.
那么他的先生呢，就六年之前就先过世了。他说：“我真的不了解神为什么把我放到这么一个地方来。”
And then one day she had met a Chinese woman and her son while she was at the store.
后来有一天呢，在店里头，他遇到了一个中国的女士，还有她的儿子。
And she was talking to them, and there was a friend there with them.Who could speak really good English, because this lady couldn't really speak English very well. And her friend that was there had told this lady, the lady's name was Arvilla, told her that she's very lonely. They just moved here. Her husband goes to Purdue, and she has no friends and no way of outlet to get out of her house.
那在那个店里的时候，他就跟这个女士在谈话。那这个女士她的英文不太好，还好她旁边有个朋友，英文讲得还不错。那么就是说，这个女士在这边很孤单，她的先生呢是在普渡读书。
And she said right there and then she knew why God brought her to that home.
那么在那个时候呢，她就真的了解到神为什么把她放在那个地方。
She started Bible studies with this woman and her son.Even though she couldn't speak any Chinese and the other lady could only speak a few words in English, she was doing a Bible study with her.
那么这位Villa 她的这个名字哈 ，Villa 就跟这个中国的女士就一起和她的儿子一起读圣经。想想看，一个不会讲英文，一个不会讲中文，可他们在一起查考圣经。
And she called me a few times and asked for a little bit of help, maybe if I knew about something. And she asked if I knew a woman in her church that.Would be willing to come and help her out with this, so I was able to help her a little bit through that.
那么这位Villa 就打电话给牧师几次，那么希望看看有没有人从我们教会可以跟他一起配合配搭，然后帮忙他。那么牧师也做了几次。
But I remember sitting there that night, listening to her speak. She was 86 years old, and she was sitting there telling me, "I'm, you know, basically my life is for God."What I do, where I go, it's for God.
所以我那天坐在那边听他讲，他就是说他的一生都是为了神，不管我走到哪里去，我就是为了我的神。
And I've been to many nursing homes in my past, and I've seen a lot of people, and a lot of times what happens is people tend to give up on life when they're in a home like that.
我以前也有去过养老院哈。那么很多的时候，当人已经都到养老院的时候，他们已经就对他自己的生命就放弃了。
But Arvilla, she had purpose in her life. Even though she was 86 years old, she knew what life was about. She knew what was important. She knew what was priority.
那么虽然 Villa 已经86岁，可是她的生命是有目标的。她知道她为什么活着。
She told me this before we left. She said, "We can be caught up in our own self-pity with our life."If we want to. But she said God was not done using her. And she said she is so blessed to be able to serve God, even in the place that she was. She said you're never too young or too old to give God your life, to serve Him.
那么 Vera 告诉我说，其实我们要自己觉得自己很可怜啊，也没什么问题。可是呢，神给我们每个人一个生命，那么神让我们活的是为了他而活的。那么在这样的一个居住的环境里面，一个养老院里面啊，他可以选择如何的和神在一起，把他的生命完全的奉献出来。
She said, "Never stop serving Him, and because He's going to guide you the whole way." So it doesn't matter if you feel inadequate, doesn't matter if you feel too tired, doesn't matter if you feel busy. If you give your life to God, open up your time to serve Him. Open up your time to spend time with Him.
刚刚讲说，不论你是年轻或者是老哈，你都可以随时决定你要去服侍神。所以在刚刚牧师说的是，假如说你自己能够把你自己的时间摆出来去服侍神，是。
And I sat there thinking, what an amazing testimony. And it really touched my life. And, you know, I'll never forget what she told me there.
她在那边跟我分享的是对我也是一个非常好的一个提醒。我会很永远不会忘记她所跟我讲的。
See, she knew what treasure was more important. She knew which treasure lasts. And she spent her life working for God.And building up that treasure in heaven.
他知道这个宝贝是什么，他也知道这个宝贝在哪里。他用了他一生的时候来积攒这个宝贝，就是在天父那里的这样的宝贝。
In Second Corinthians chapter 1 verse 12, Paul was being accused of his integrity, of you know being proud, and just all kinds of sort of things. Everything you hear about Paul.You probably don't ever think about these kind of things about him, but these people were accusing him of it. And he says this in verse 12, For our boasting is this, the testimony of our conscience, that we conducted ourselves in the world in simplicity and godly sincerity, not with fleshly wisdom, but by the grace of God and more abundantly toward you. They lived a life for God. Arvilla lived her life for God.In simplicity, yes. They knew being too busy with other things was not important. And I think this was a convicting message for me. We need to be less busy and more busy working for God. More busy getting to know God, serving other people for God.
在这个哥林多后书里面他说哈，就是我们其实有听到很多人都批评这个保罗，说他很骄傲。那么保罗他在这个地方说呢，我们所夸的啊是自己的良心，见证我们凭着神的圣洁和诚实在世为人，不靠人的聪明，乃是靠神的恩惠啊，像你们更是如此。所以其实我们一生啊为神而活，我们其实可以过一个很简单的生活啊，就好像保罗也像这个 Villa， 我们就把我们的一生啊就给神啊服侍神。
Probably about a few months ago, God had laid this heavily on my heart. And I knew that when the next time I was asked to preach, that God wanted me to preach this. Because it was something in my life that I needed to fix. And I hope too, through God wanting me to do this, I hope that you all hearing this, maybe it's something that you need to hear today too.
几个月以前啊，我就很有感动，就想要谈这个题目哈，因为我自己的生活里面我也是很忙碌，我也很想跟大家提醒哈，分享这个忙碌的生活，所以今天我就想跟大家谈这个问题，然后我们希望我们再重新思考我们的生命。
So you're all my church family, and I love you guys so much. Even though you're not like all of you're not my best friends.You're my brothers and sisters in Christ, and that makes you family, so you're kind of stuck with me.
我很爱你们啊，我把你们就当做我的家人一样。那么在座有一些可能不把我当好朋友啊，不过很不幸的哈，你们就是我的弟兄姐妹，你们就只好跟我在一起了。我实在很爱你们。
But thinking through this message, I want you guys, this is kind of what I want everybody to remember.Never get too busy with worldly things. Get busy for God. And never give up on serving Him.
这里我就很想跟大家再一次的分享，就是说我们 一定不要让我们太忙碌哈，让我们能够为神而活啊，也能够为服侍神而活。
Be faithful to God because He's been faithful to you. Always, always serve Him with whatever you do. You guys, I'm not saying that everybody has to quit their jobs and become full-time ministers in places, because God has you in those places for a reason. You're there with people around you that need to hear about God.
希望我们是很真心，而且是很信实、很忠心的去服侍我们的主哈。我不是这样说了以后就让你们大家都就是说不干了啊，工作都不做来做，不是，而是说神让我们每一个人在这个世上有不同的工作、不同的角色。那在我们所在的地方，让我们能够真的全心全意来服侍神。
You see, there's no higher position or lower position when it comes to serving God. The fact is He called all of us to serve Him. He called all of us to follow Him with our lives. And when we made our commitment to Christ, we did exactly that. We need to be committed to Christ.
我们其实已经跟主耶稣基督有了这个承诺，我们要服侍他们，他而服侍神。其实在服侍神的这个过程里面，在这样环境里面，我们没有说上面是谁下面是谁，没有任何的这个位置的高低，我们都是一样的，我们都是跟神在一起的，然后服侍主。
Sometimes people think of pastors and not me because I'm still young, but they think of pastors as like, oh, these, you know, holy, you know, but in all equality with God, all of us in this room are equal in His sight.
在座有的时候我们在想，牧师哦，高高在上，很圣洁哈。他说其实不然，其实我们在神的里面都是平等的，都是一样的，我们都要服侍主。
And it takes a whole church committed to God to be a church.
我们需要在教会里边每一员啊，每一个成员都要贡献出来，才叫做一个教会。
And I hope that we can remember what we do in this life for God.Is the only thing that will last in eternity.
希望我们大家记得哈，我们在我们这一生当中是为神所做的事是唯一可以永远长存的。
And when we all stand before God, who knows? Maybe it's in a line. I don't know. I hope we all hear, "Well done, good and faithful servant. You never quit."
我希望我们在座的每一个，等我们见神的时候，神称我们是忠心良善的仆人哈。可能大家就开始要排队哈，大家都要做事了。
And I know we can all say, well, you know what? You have no idea what my life is like. My life is extremely busy. I am taking care of people, and I'm doing this, and I'm doing that. That's great. My point was, how much of that are you doing for God?
那么在座有可能会说，我忙死了，我每天要照顾这个人，照顾那个人，要做这件事，做那件事情。那么我只是想问大家，哪一件事你做的时候是为了神而做的？
Are we in that average of people that only spend 10 minutes with God a day or less?
我们是那个刚才所说一天只跟神相处不到十分钟的人吗？
I think we need to have a better understanding of God and how powerful, how big He is. And when we follow Him, when we grow closer to Him, think of how much more He can impact our lives and help us to impact other people's lives.
我想我们可能要了解我们的神是有多大，我们的神有多么的有力，那多我们能够借着他的力量，然后我们能够去影响其他人的生命。
So I hope we can have more time for God and more time to serve Him and be with Him. So I want to challenge everyone today to make a commitment. If your life is too busy, slow down. Say no. If your lifeIs chaos. Do the same thing. Slow down and say no. We have rest in Christ. He gives us that rest. But we have to be willing to live our life for Him and to follow Him, to obey Him in order to receive that rest.
我们今天就是给大家这个挑战哈，就是说我们假如有一个非常忙碌的生活， 我们要学习说 no 啊，就是对一些事情我们不需要继续做。那么，假如我们的生活是非常的紊乱，我也是建议大家也是对某一些事情 say no 啊，说 no， 让我们能够真正得到神的安息。神答应我们，神应许我们安息，可是我们必须在他的里面才能得到这个安息。
I want to just close this part of the service off in prayer. So let's bow our heads.
我愿意来用祷告完结束我们今天这个。
Dear God, forgive us at times when we are just too busy, when we just put our life activities before we put you.
Oh, 主啊，我们恳求你原谅我们啊！我们很多的时候把你摆在后边，我们把我们每一天的生活的这些活动啊，变得比你更重要。
Lord, help us to know what a quiet, meaningful life is.
神啊，求你帮助我们了解什么叫做一个有安息又有意义的生命。
Lord, when we look back to when you were here on this earth, we saw that you weren't worried about being busy, God, but you were worried about serving people. You were worried about giving them the truth.
当你在世上的时候，你从来不担心要更忙碌，而是你比较担心的就是如何把真理传给人们。
Lord, forgive me.Forgive anyone else in this room who's put other things before you at times. Help us to live our life more for you and to be more busy for you.
Oh, 主啊，求你原谅我，也原谅我们在座其他的人。我们常常的时候太忙碌了，我们把你把别的事情变得更重要。求你就是给我们这样的看见。
Thank you for loving us so much that you died for us and that you gave us a reason to live. You gave us hope in a world that has no hope.
谢谢你在十字架上为我的罪而付出代价，让我那个生命能够有意义，让我知道为什么而活。
And we pray all this in your name, Amen.
我们以奉主耶稣基督名而祷告 ，Amen.
请坐。
Well, today we're going to come together and have communion together with each other. And before we do that, I want to kind of explain what our church holds to when it comes to partaking in communion. We hold to that you're a believer and that you're baptized in order to take communion. So if not, then we just ask you today to respectfully just pass the plate next to you. When we come together like this as a church, we're remembering everything that Jesus Christ did for us on the cross. We think about His body and we think about His blood spilled for us. And right now, as we think about this, also the Bible tells us that we need to examine our hearts before God, and that we make sure that when we come before Him in communion and remember these things, that we have a pure heart before Him. So I want everybody to take this time right now, spend some time in quiet prayer, just talking to God and seeking some forgiveness if you have an instance like that. And then we'll reconvene with going through the communion. God, as we take this time right now to observe this communion, God, we just pray, Lord, that before You we are forgiven, that we've asked for forgiveness for things that we've done. God, as we remember what You've done on the cross, remember what You gave up for us, God, help us to be thankful. Help us to remember that, and God, never to take that for granted. And I pray, God, that You'd have a special blessing right now as we partake in Your communion. Amen. If I could have...